Guten Abend, Berlin. Hier ist Fabric Softener live am Alex mit mir, Isabella.
Und Claire.
Hello, welcome back.
Claire.
And
Isabella.
And Isabella. Yeah. This is the first time in around a month that we've been together in the studio. So exciting. Yay.
Finally back at it, huh?
Yes.
Studio bubble.
Studio bubble. We love it. And we have a really nice episode prepared with a lot of great hip-hop music.
Yeah.
And I decided to call this episode Conversations About Pusha T. Because we went to an event that Red Bull hosted, Red Bull Music here in Berlin. They hosted an event called Conversations with Pusha T. So yeah, that was my creative naming.
Creative input for the week.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Done.
I'm done.
Proud.
Goodbye.
You.
Thank you. Good night. Have a nice show. Good music. It was fun.
Ba-dum-dum-tsh.
Yeah,
all right. Exactly. Let's move on. We're rusty. Carry
yeah.
on.
All right. So should we, what should we do? Should we just...
Yeah, I mean, let's just kick off with the first song.
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
Now that the tears dry and the pain takes over, let's talk this payola, payola. You killed God's baby when it wasn't his will and blood spill. We can't talk this shit over, this shit over. The Lord is my shepherd, I am not sheep. I am just a short stone's throw from the streets. I bring my offering, I will not preach. Awaken my demons, you can hear that man screaming. I'm no different than the priest, priest. Santeria, 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 Santeria. They say that death comes in threes, how appropriate. Triple breck, the Russian like Soviets. Soviets. At the Kremlin, searching for the green like a gremlin. Presidential emblem, presidential tint on the shit that I am driven in. Woo! I just place orders and drop dollars. Rottweilers roam the grounds, the Glock hollers. The three of y'all too accessible. Seen all the wrong moves, watching the untouchables. We don't do vegetables, niggas get flatlined. Welcome all beef, then we heat them with flat irons. Your plans are back fine. Think of double crossing the priest. Hail Mary, repeat after me. Santeria.
Los Angeles es el fuego que yo conozco, es el fuego que yo. Ya te va en la mañana,
mañana.
Los ángeles esperará, es el fuego que yo conozco, es el fuego que yo.
Of all the things I've ever paid for, know that it's no price tag when I wage war. It's no more to pray for. Niggas get preyed on. Dark in my doorstep, they told me the day's gone. You listening, Davon? As I'm talking to your spirit, for God's sakes, I'm dealing with heartbreak. Checking my ego, I'm living with lost faith. I'm back in this hit, nigga. You ever seen Shark Tank? I paid them in small bills, all of them small face. I bet when we draw blood, you niggas will draw blank. Dress you in all black, partner with all saints. I'm numbers. It's all facts, my shooters give all thanks and all praise. No jail bars can save, leave you like Malcolm where X marks your grave. Hey, it's probably better this way, it's cheaper when the chaplain prays. Santeria.
Ya te va en la mañana,
mañana.
Los Ángeles esperará, es el fuego que yo.
Ah, so beautiful. I had to say that again. So dieses Lied hier war Pusha T mit Santeria von dem neues Album Daytona. Produced by Kanye West from dieses Jahr, no?
Mm-hmm.
No, letztes Jahr, no?
Dieses Jahr, im Mai.
Ja, yeah, genau. So, and when we went to this interview with him, he talked a lot about Daytona, and he talked a lot about how it is to produce with Kanye West. But he also talked a lot about his sound and growing up and coming from Virginia Beach and working with, like, being kids with Pharrell Williams and Timbaland and forming, like, the Clips with his brother.
Yeah.
And just really, like, what hip-hop and means to him. And there were so many times that he just was on spot with everything. So we thought that we were going to play some songs in this episode and actually, yeah, just kind of bring out like the message that he talked about. And a lot of, yeah, he spoke a lot about the lyrical hip hop, and it spoke well to, you know, to me, to you too, I guess. And yeah, and we're also going to talk about Good Music, which is their Kanye's record label, which Pusha T is the president of.
Yep. Has been for 3 years.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. You can also add a lot of stuff here.
I mean, I think you covered all the bases there. I think as we go along, we can talk a little bit more about what he was
saying.
Well, yeah, and like what insights he was giving. This next song actually is by one of the younger artists on from Good Music, Shekwez. And Pusha actually talked a lot about how they felt that they had a responsibility to help the younger artists, to teach them and to give them kind of the, I guess,
guidance,
yeah, and like learnings that they have had over the years, over a career in music that has been very much, much longer than these young artists that are now popping up. And he kind of touched a little bit on SoundCloud and the different platforms and how easy it is to be an independent artist really without signing up to a label and getting all of that input from externals. And so he kind of added a little bit in there. And I was actually surprised that Shekwez and another one of the artists that I'm going to play later are both from Good Music. I didn't know that they'd actually signed on to the label, but they're pretty fresh. They signed on this year as well. So, yeah, without any further ado, this is Shekwez.
16-year-old.
Bitch!
They check second to 10.
I got hoes calling a young nigga phone. Where's Ali with the motherfucking dog?
Bitch,
I be balling like a motherfucking pro.
Like a
I be balling like my nigga Mo.
Das ist Mo Bamba von Shekwez. Ist ein Single aus 2017. Wurde von 16-year-old und Take a Day Trip produziert. This is by far, I think, the first song we've ever played that has this much profanity in 2.5 minutes.
There was another song, the one with Kendrick and SZA.
Ah, could be, yes.
But anyways, that was a different type of profanity.
That's true. But yeah, so as I said before, Shekwez has been signed on to Good Music since 2018. He actually just brought out his album Mud Boy, which I'm going to play another song from later. But yeah, he's from New York.
Mud Boy that had the 8.2 on Pitchfork.
It did, yes.
Yeah.
That is an incredible rating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the guy who reviewed it was, I think, slightly in love with the music and his sound as a whole. But yeah, I mean, you were saying before when we were playing the track, it's a huge comparison or a contrast to Pusha T and those like clean, very kind of complex, insightful lyrics. And then you've just got Shekwez kind of shouting the same thing over and over again. But I mean, it's been brought up before, and apparently it's obviously all intentional. He likes to call it straightforward rap. So for him, it's a little bit more than just the lyrics. It's the sound, it's the feeling that it gives you, rather than, you know, having to actively listen to exactly what's being said. But aside from that, I mean, in Mudboy, a couple of his lyrics, if you really pay attention, especially WESPN, there's a couple of really, really beautiful lyrics that he writes there about growing up in New York. And especially as a child of immigrants. I think his parents are originally from Senegal. So, this is a new kid on the block. He's got the music video to this is very, very fun. I think he broke his foot, so he's just driving around on a scooter with his friends in some kind of complex that I think they must all, I don't know, either live in or know people from.
Like in a wheelchair?
Yeah, one with of those, like, mobility scooters.
Oh, okay, with his foot up. I can actually picture that to this song.
It's very cool, actually.
Yeah, it's very fitting, you know, because he's also fits the lyric when he goes, like, I'm Shekwez, No, I really like him. But you can, when you think of good music and what Pusha T was talking about when we heard the interview, when he was saying that they want to take on these young guys and like providing them with a label, is actually just like, you know, them being able to concentrate on the music and the label actually being able to concentrate on the other kind of like administrative stuff that is pretty hard to handle when you're, you know, especially when you're young, because it's like starting up your own company, but then also, you know, doing your music and concentrating on like creating your sound. So yeah. In this case, I mean, if they want to add something like that to their portfolio, it's really cool that they're doing that with this kind of like artistry that represents something that they're not used to, or like they didn't grow up with this kind of sound, you know.
Definitely.
So that's also like a really interesting angle that they take on this type of, you know, hip hop, because they could also be very conventional and just go with the ones that did exactly the same thing that they did, you know, that they recognize that much. So that's pretty cool, I think.
I mean, they mentioned it, I think, actually, 16-year-old, so the producer from that track, he released the track without letting Shekwez know that he was going to do it. So I think he released it 3 or 4 days earlier than they had originally planned. So I think, yeah, I mean, maybe signing up to a label and having people that kind of schedule that for you and take over that part. I guess that has its pros and cons as well.
Probably. Yeah. Speaking of other good music artists, let's go with the third one.
La la, la la, wait till I give my money right. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'd be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosbys, I ain't go to Hill, man. I guess the money should have changed them. I guess I should have forgot where I came from.
La, 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 la. Wait till I get my money right. La, 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 la. And you can't tell me nothing, right?
Excuse me, was you saying something? You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Let up the suicide doors. This is my life, homie, you decide yours. I know that Jesus died for us, but I couldn't tell you who the side was. So I parallel double parked that motherfucker sideways.
old folks talking about back in my day. But homie, this is my day. Class started 2 hours ago. Oh, am I late? No, I already graduated. And you could live through anything if magic made it. They say I talk with so much emphasis. Ooh, they so sensitive. Don't ever fix your lips like collagen to say something where you gon' end up apologizing. Let me know if it's a problem then. Aight, man, hollering.
Wait till I get my money right. La 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 la. And you can't tell me nothing right.
Excuse me, was you saying something? You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Let the champagne splash. Let that man get cash. Let that man get past. Don't even stop to get gas. If he could move through the rumors, he could drive off of fumes. Cause how he move in a room full of no's? How he stay faithful in a room full of? Must be the pharaohs, he in tune with his soul. So when he buried in a tomb full of gold, treasure, what's your pleasure? Life is a depending how you dress her. So if the devil wear Prada, Adam Eve wear Nada, I'm in between but way more fresher. But way less effort. Cause when you try hard, that's when you die hard. Your homies looking like why God when they reminisce over you, my God.
La 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 la. Wait till I get my money right. La 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 la. And you can't tell me nothing right.
Excuse me, was you saying something? You can't tell me nothing. Can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
La 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 la. Wait till I get my money right. La 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 la. Then you can't tell me nothing.
Alex Berlin. Deine Stadt, dein Programm.
Ja, das war ein klassisches Kanye West-Lied aus 2007 und dem Album Graduation. Und ja, ich mag dieses Kanye-Lied. And Pusha T talked about this one because he said that he remembered that he listened to this before he started working with Kanye. The same way that Kanye was a big fan of the Clipsis album Hell Hath No Fury, that was released, I think, in 2006 or something like that.
Four, maybe.
Was it also then he said that he performed Hell Hath No Fury in its entirety at Kanye's?
No, at somebody else. Somebody else had booked Clips to perform it for a birthday party.
It was Kanye's birthday party.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, at a Louis Vuitton store.
Yeah, at the opening of a Louis Vuitton store. I think it was because Kanye was a big fan of the Clips and he booked them to perform. And then after that, they started, like, some years later, they started to collaborate.
Yeah. Hell Hath No Fury is 06.
You're right. 06, yeah. So, I mean, this one is, Graduation is a great album. I love College Dropout and Graduation, like all the early stuff, mm-hmm. up until like the title that I never remembered, the long one, the tragic like disaster history.
Oh
tears.
God, I don't know.
The one with Runaway and those. What is it called? Anyhow,
it.
Yeah, it's a very good song. Yeah. Anyhow, we can I can look for it and then.
It says what I think, at least in my mind, because this was when did this come out? 2007, did you say?
Yeah, 2007. Yeah.
I think this is my, almost favorite example of original Kanye production. I think everything that he brought out this May has been a beautiful progression of everything that he's worked towards. But just from this, I mean, the way that he puts melodies together, the way that he puts vocal samples together. And we were just talking about Santeria and how just the combination of the, not just the melodies and everything else, but the vocal samples in the chorus makes it so unmistakably So, well, I guess Kanye, if you know that it's Conway, Kanye, and also just it fits beautifully to Pusha T in his rap.
Yeah, it really does. And I think that this is also what he mentioned, that he was like, Kanye was able to find my sweet spot and just
sound.
And he said that he added nostalgia. So he added the soulful twist that he was missing and he was not able to find on his own before he met Kanye and he became his producer.
Yeah.
My beautiful dark twisted fantasy.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Well, I mean, Pusha says that also he writes the beats. So he doesn't just write his lyrics and then finds a beat to it. He actually marries the two from the very beginning, which was nice to hear as well, because
yeah,
it must be challenging.
It's really cool also because it must be such an intensive process. I mean, you know, you listen to a beat sample and then maybe you have to listen to it over and over again in order to just kind of start to kick it off. And then, you know, I wonder how many times you start and then like, no, you know, you scratch it off, then you start again, you know.
Well, Phonics and Anti-Lily had the exact opposite process where Phonics would either send him beats or the other way around and he would say, I've written something, can you make some or can you produce some beats that would go along with this? And then at some point they would kind of collaborate together, but I think one always followed the other. And they didn't write to a very specific beat that Phonics had given him at the very beginning.
I would say, I don't know, but I think that it's pretty, it must be not that. I think that the lyrics first and beats later is more common than, I mean, I don't know, but it, you know, I would guess. Because
seems more common.
Yeah, because like lyrics are more like a poetry, you know, you go and then you all of a sudden like it hits you and then you take off your, you know, you take up your pen and paper and you scribble something down and then you go to the studio and like, dude, I wrote this, you know.
That's
like,
true.
And then they go like, oh, blah, 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 and then they start doing some beats to it. I don't
know.
Who should try, you know.
Genius.
You do some beats, I write some lyrics. You just go like tick, 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 tick.
That would be a train wreck and a half. Anyways, speaking of clips and old school Kanye and Pusha. I mean, this isn't Kanye, but this is old school Pusha. So this next one is classic clips song. I hope you enjoy it.
Mommy, you miss me, don't you? Haters, wish you could hit me, don't you? You call me uncle, I understand. I'm back by popular demand. That new CL slide outside of Popeyes, eating chicken and fries. Yeah, come holler at your uncle, I understand. I'm back by popular
You are
demand.
Now listening to the all-time phenomenal. Used to bag working VA at the Econolo. Now I'm laying out at the Delano though, but don't get it twisted, the Uzi's in the line and no. Hollow tip dum dums, he flesh like piranhas though. Such a scary thing to hear the soul sing Geronimo. Pull up in the CL, this is astronomical. Lining up on the curb, they fall like dominoes. Used to had his wife, she look like Madonna though. Heard that she f***ing LeBron, but I don't know. Like that Bron Bron, I had that long time ago. Butt naked on the balcony at the Delano. I mean the Delano, I mean Pharrellano. The head shop from DC, AP, let them know.
Yeah, that was hot.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, but it was time to go. Them coming eeny, meeny, miny mo. Yeah,
mommy, you miss me, don't you? Haters, wish you could hit me, don't you?
It's crazy out here.
You should call me uncle, I understand. I'm back by popular demand. That new CL slide, outside of Popeyes, eating chicken and fries. Yeah, come holla at your uncle, I understand. I'm back by popular demand.
Look at you, mommy, good down to the cuticles. I'm
king.
What's your name? Beautiful like
Kiss.
I can get used to
what
you
friend.
If you knew what I used to do. But call me uncle, yeah, Uncle Ken. I tax
like
him,
who?
Like Uncle Sam. From the jungle fan with niggas bundle, grand fumble, or you crumble, get murked on the humble, and the gat on the belt on the hip,
and
I keep it for real with the clips, drive a hard bargain, I'm Harlem's only gargargan, car foreign, stutter man, stutter by, I know your mom's well, tell your mother how, I'm the other guy that got your mother high, hope like a caterpillar,
my man, you miss me, don't you? Haters, wish you could hit me, don't you?
Don't you?
You should call me uncle, I understand. I'm back by popular demand. That new CL
like Popeyes, nope, eating chicken and fries. Yeah, come holler at your uncle. I understand. I'm back by popular demand.
Cotton am the boys back for pushing the mountain of snow caps or avoiding the Kojak. The pioneer, the rap. I'm dancing with the stars, stepping on blow, doing a toe tap. The dope return like I had it on low jack. It made its way home like a roadmap. I fathered this. If I misled any kid that's fatherless, that burden's on my soul as long as I exist. Generation lost, they saying they can't reach us. The answer is the Lord, like Saturday Night Fever. I kept it in the crib, it made me a light sleeper. Whether watching for the feds or avoiding the Grim Reaper. Way deeper than rap. Money and is deeper than that. Fight the temptation, but it keep coming back. Money stacked to the ceiling just as quick as it dispensed. Who knew them commas meant you could lose your common sense? Before it's too late, all I could tell them
Mommy,
is repent.
You miss me, don't you? Haters wish you could hit me, don't you?
It's crazy out here.
You should call me uncle, I understand. I'm back by popular demand. That new CL slide outside of Popeyes, nope, eating chicken and fries.
Das war Clips mit Popular Demand, Popeyes featuring Cameron aus dem Album Till the Casket Drops aus 2009. For all the people who've followed Pusha T's kind of career, this is the rap group that he was in with his brother. Artist name No Malice. Birth name Jean, which is quite cute. I think this was their last album as a duo. You should definitely check out the music video. It oozes like early 2000s rap music video, and they're all stood in front of what I assume is a chicken shop. And No Malice,
I think Popeyes is a chicken shop,
but it's not even branded as Popeyes. I didn't know if it was actually Popeyes. It's just a chicken shop. And No Malice actually raps with chicken in his mouth, which is an impressive feat.
And I haven't Special seen effects.
It done. Yeah, I haven't seen it done since then. So really, he's a pioneer. And pretty, pretty impressive. Anyways, yeah, this was my kind of little tribute to that era.
I love it.
There's not much else to say. Let's just go straight to the next one.
Yep.
So straight from old school, right into new school.
Clever.
Hey, I've been bouncing before I forget what I made in my head. Yeah. I don't want to spend my life thinking what they'll think or what they might. If I go see a show, she might collapse and lose her life. I guess I'll save some money and save myself from wasting time. Like, fuck this little dyke. The way she's going, it'll be her fault if she ever dies. All that time you was talking, that shit was eating me alive. Through the judgments, you didn't see I was fighting for my life. How could I send signs? And God forgive me if I cry. They all become an attention seeker and not a leader. See, people will only really understand you when they need you. I guess I'm better off all alone in a two-seater. People telling me to stop, don't be a weak human being. While the voice inside my head keeps telling me that I need it. I now ask you, please stop judging me. I got myself out there single-handedly. And we do what we do because we don't understand the consequence. If every step we take is wrong, how could we ever see the mess? And it's not just you or me, the whole youth is depressed. Living with the devil, constant battle every day. Wake up, gotta talk to people, but I don't know what to say. And they telling me get on my ass. I was born on the wrong path. Yeah, and I'm trying to solve these problems, but I was always bad at math.
And your voices made it harder, and that's just honestly. I had to shoot up to my brain to become the person that I wanna be.
Growing up trying to figure out who you are. Sniffing shit at 14, it becomes a little hard. When you're living in a scene where the healthy shit is far. But the drugs are no further than your room or your car. Don't be alarmed, it'll get brighter, it'll get better. It's cause we are fighters, and tougher than leather. The strong you is inside, but you just haven't met her. Only we control our storm because we are the weather. Don't get high, could love the things that really torn me. Remember telling myself that I was quitting in the morning. And did you really try and help, or was you trying to tell a story? It's okay, cause I got me and I don't need you to feel sorry.
The future's bright, let's make it pro. We got us, we are the light. We are the world, we are low. We gotta fight for ourselves, cause no one's gonna. No one's gonna, yeah. I laugh when I'm with friends, but I'm sad when I'm alone. And I be alone. And I'll be alone, and I'll be alone.
I'm with friends, but I'm sad when I'm alone. And I be alone, yeah, I be alone, yeah. Oh, I left when I'm with friends, but I'm sad when I'm alone. And I be alone.
So das war 070 Shake. I laugh when I'm with friends, but sad when I'm alone. Aus dem Album Glitter aus 2018. Ja, 070 Shake, she's from New Jersey. She's actually in a, yeah, in a collective called 070 Project. And there's a couple of other artists as well. I think there's like Phi 070, who's also on one of her tracks in this album. And yeah, she's been signed to Good Music since 2016, and she's been on a bunch of different tracks as well, on Pusha's album, on Kanye's album. And we actually just found out from a very, very quick Google search that she's the vocals on the Santeria track.
Yeah, that's amazing, actually. It makes so much sense now.
Yeah.
Well, the chorus is just so beautiful.
Yeah, and her voice is so distinct.
She has such a special voice. And if you listen to the album, it really, like, she has so many different layers to her voice. And, like, she has this, like, she technique in her voice that just also makes her so much better as an artist. It's amazing. Yeah. I love the album. It's great.
I mean, this song is a perfect example of her flowing from rap and from having like a very low register as well to singing without actually needing the help of auto-tune, because it is quite hard to go from a lower register straight into something that is so melodic near the end of the track. So yeah, pretty impressive. She's a powerhouse and a half, and yeah, we'll see what else she gets up to. She actually just released a song like 3 days ago. It's on her SoundCloud.
Oh,
so
yeah, yeah.
I forget what it's called. I think Accountants or something. We should check it out.
We should do that. But yeah, from her to another old school, so we're mixing up. This is a little bit of a later Pusha T.
Years of selling Johnson & Johnson. I started out as a baby face monster. No wonder it's diaper rash on my conscience. My teeth and ring was numb by that nonsense. Gym star razor and a dinner plate. Arm and hammer and a mason jar, that's my dinner date. Then crack the window in the kitchen, let it ventilate. Cause I let it sizzle on the stove like a minute steak. Nigga, I was cracking the school zone. Two beepers on me, started jacket that was two-tone. Four lockers, four different bitches got they mule on. Black Ferris Bueller cutting school with his jewels on. Couldn't do wrong with a chest full of chains and an arm full of watches. What I sell for pain in the hood, I'm a doctor. Chivago, tried to fight the urge like Ivan Drago. If he dies, he dies. Like Doughboy the Trey, if he rides, he rides. Throwing punches in his room, if he cries, he cries. We don't drink away the pain. When a nigga die, we add a link to the chain. Inscribe a nigga name in your flesh. We playing on a higher game of chess. Once you delegate his bills, who gon' fuck his bitch the best? 1,000,000 megapixels of the Pyrex. Started on the scale, did you tell my only Timex? Nigga, this is timeless. Simply cause it's honest. Pure as the fumes that be fucking with my sinus. Nigga, this is Simon Says. Simon Red. Blood on your diamond till you dying dead. Yeah.
You wanna see a dead body? Instrumentals from my mama's Christmas party. Troubles on my mind. I still smell crime. My little brother crying. Smokers repeatedly bind my Sega Genesis. Either that or my auntie was stealing it. Hit the pipe and start filling it. Ooh, wee, cut me some slack. We never did that. This was different. Jeez Louise, please help me relax. Quantum physics could never show you the world I was in when I was 10. Back when 9 ounces had got you 10. And 9 times out of 10, niggas don't pay attention. And when there's tension in the air, nines come with extensions. My daddy turned a quarter piece to a 4.5. Took
took a L, started selling Sophie's bubble bath. Broke his nails, misusing his pinky to treat his nose. Shirt buttoned open, taco meat land on his gold. I said, Daddy, one day I'ma get you right with 36 zips. 1,000 grams of cocaine, then your name will be rich. Now you can rack it up or sell it soft as leather interior. Drop some ice cubes in it, Debo her perimeters. He said, son, how come you think you be my connect? I said, Pops, your ass is washed up with all due respect. He said, well, nigga, then show me how it all makes sense. Go figure, motherfucker, every verse is a brick. Yo, son, dope, nigga. Now reap what you sowed, nigga.
Please reap what you sowed, nigga.
I was born in 87, my granddaddy a legend. Now the same shit that y'all was smoking is my profession. Let's get it.
They must be on the dick of who?
Alex Berlin, deine Stadt, dein Programm.
Pusha T und Kendrick Lamar mit dem Lied Nostalgia vom Album My Name is My Name. My Name is My Number?
Nope, My Name is My Name.
My Name is My Name. aus 2013 und das war Pushas Debütalbum, oder? Was sagt man das?
Debütalbum.
Debütalbum. Oh, so French. So French. Debütalbum. Sorry. I really enjoy this song. It's one of my favorites from the My Name is My Name album. And lyrically, this song just delivers. It's just, that's what it does for me. It's just like, it's just delivers rap. There you go. Straightforward. Good. Yeah.
That's say delivers all again.
What? Delivers. It delivers.
No, I think that's why these guys, all of them, I mean, Kanye, Pusha, Kendrick, especially Pusha, he's had such a long career in rap because he is just lyrically on a whole different level. So, I mean, imagine being in Good Music and as like a newcomer, like 070 Shake or even Sheck Wes. I know he's not lyrically that ambitious, but to have somebody like that look over your material or to be able to give you a little bit of input, wow. Must be pretty incredible.
Damn, I would be so nervous. It's that would be crazy, though. I mean, yeah. I mean, he's also been in the business for like 20 years, so it's also really that's the cool thing that they start the, you know, the labels and they help these, you know, other artists out, and it's just really like it's just really cool to become these mentors.
Yeah,
it's a really great way to just kind of give back your knowledge to younger people.
Yeah, I think their knowledge and also just in general, maybe also their creative way, method. Because I mean, the way they produce music is wildly different to your absolute favorite Lil Wayne, for example.
Oh my God, let's not start.
And all the beef that's going on in that kind of group and Drake and all of that. Anyway, but I mean, they're all successful artists, but wildly different in the way that they approach their art.
Definitely. So. But there's always been beef. I mean, we're playing a song about that in one song, and it's actually also about somebody like that rapper having a beef with Nas when he just entered the market and just kind of said like, oh, you're trying to take my spot, but it's, you know, and then eventually it turned out that it wasn't like that. It's just like differences that you have. And then it's a competition. It's all a competition. And you remember that Pusha also talked about it, that you wouldn't be pushed without the competition, but it's still there. And sometimes they utilize it in their rap.
Yeah. And that, I mean, hip hop in general as a genre, he said it's highly competitive. And that's what makes hip hop, because you're always trying to outdo your next kind of competitor.
Yeah, like your competition.
Fashion or with your lyrics or with your songs. You're always trying to prove that you're the best. And so it's very, very exciting. So from all of these men that we've mentioned, going back to another woman, this one is Teyana Taylor. And I think I'm going to have to give a little bit of a warning before this one. If you're listening to the lyrics, they're a bit saucy.
Saucy.
For my baby, I'd do some crazy things, yeah. So wherever he want, he can get that. Long as I like, we can hit that. Oh, sweet on love, no. Soon as we done, she leave it right out the door. If you can keep our freaky secret on a down low, we can have a special thing going on. Three-way, I couldn't wait to have with you, cause I know it's time you on. So let's do it, babe, cause two ways are better than one. Three-way, I couldn't wait to have with you, cause I know it's time you on. I had to do it, babe, cause two ways are better than one. Take off my skirt, then she gon' touch me right there. Then it's gonna be your turn. So baby, don't you be scared. We gon' need all of your loving, whatever you got to give. You was talking that shit. Time to get up in them ribs tonight. I told you I would ride till I die. Three-way, I couldn't wait to have with you, cause I know it's time you want. So let's do it, babe, cause two ways are better than one. Whoa. A three-way, I couldn't wait to have with you, cause I know it's time you want. I had to do it, babe, cause two ways are better than one.
Top of May, you on my face, ride me like the rave with the stars on the ceiling. Told me I'm too deep in. No, I ain't been cheating. I swear you always preaching. Oh, you said you're freak just like me, baby. Guess you met your match. I watch you licking on her while I beat it from the back. Your secret lies safe with me. I'm with it whenever you're ready.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Cause I know it's time you want.
Turn me on.
So let's do it, babe, cause two ways are better than one.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A three-way, I couldn't wait to have with you, cause I know it's time you want. I had to do it, babe, cause two ways are better than one.
Uncle Paulie, P. Diddy, Cesar Leo, De Janeiro,
yeah.
Charlie Baltimore, Iceberg Slim, the
That's
most
right.
Shady, Frankie Baby. We here.
Do you know what beef is? Do you know what beef is? Ask yourself. Do you know what beef is?
Come on. Ha 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 ha. Check out this bizarre rapper style used by me. The B-I-G, I put my key, you put your key in. Money will be seeing, we'll reach the fucking ceiling. Check it, check it. My calico bin cop. This rap Alfred Hitchcock drop top notch. Player hating gon' stop. This instant, rappers too persistent. Quick to spit, Biggie name on shit. Make my name taste like ass when you speak it. See me in the street, your jewelry, you can keep it. That be our little secret, see me. Be that is, I that is, gee whiz. Motherfuckers still in my bed. I hope they know my nigga gotta fucking kidnap kids. Fuck them in they ass, throw them over the bridge. That's how it is, my shit is laid out.
What?
Fuck that beef shit, that shit is played out. Y'all got the goal, all I make is one phone call. All y'all disappear by tomorrow. All your guns is borrowed. I don't feel sorrow. Actually, your man passed the gap to me. Now check this. What's beef? Beef is when you need two cats to go to sleep. Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time. What's beef? Beef is when you make your enemies start your G. Beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be your ICU. Check it. I done smoked with the best of them. Shot at the rest of them. Was about 100 or more. Maybe less of them. Got my rocks off.
That nigga from the Brook just be wildin' on you, just be styling on you. And I tried to warn you, but your eyes fucked up. Now I clear them shits with hits. You on the fucking bench. Pardon my French, but sometimes I get kinda peeved at these weak MCs with these supreme ball alike. Lyrics, I call them like I see them, G. Y'all niggas sound like me. Y'all was grimy in the early 90s. Far behind me, it ain't hard to find me. Number one with the Booyaka. Give me the Remy and the Chronic. Ain't no telling what I do to y'all. It's obvious the game's new to y'all. Take them ends you make and spend them on the tutor, huh? One shot, I'm through with y'all. Beef. Beef is when you need two gas to go to sleep.
So, das war am erst Tiana Taylor mit Three Way und Biggie Smalls mit What's Beef von Life After Death aus
97,
ja genau, das war das letzte Album, das er hat gemacht.
Das er gemacht hat, ja.
Ja, genau, das er gemacht hat.
Sehr gut, dieser
Ja, so anyhow, Biggie, this is one of my favorite songs, also again, because it's just lyrically on point. It just delivers. I don't know. It just, yeah, that's you know, it's a very long song, so we decided to cut it a little bit short because, but you should listen to it in its full, you know.
5 minutes, 60, no, 30 seconds of glory.
Yes, with Biggie just rapping. And he had a very, like, I like him because he raps in a little bit of a different way than a lot of other rappers. So that's why he has, like, a unique sound. He points on his, like, I don't know, he just uses his, he has a different counting method when he raps. I don't know. Yeah, I saw a documentary about this.
On YouTube, I saw
that
too.
Yeah, and it's very interesting, actually. And once, and then they break down his, like, sentences, and it becomes really cool.
Yeah, also the way he carries his flow from one stanza to the next is very different.
Yeah.
So he, like, has rhythm that isn't, it isn't kind of uniform. He does break it up a lot, which is quite difficult if you don't know how to do it.
Exactly. And this is like when he introduced this was completely new. Nobody rapped like this when he came. So that's why I think that he was a role model. So Pusha T also spoke a lot about Biggie. And I think that when it comes to these rapping skills, Biggie was, in my opinion, like a, you know, a greater rapper than Tupac, for example, because Tupac was... Yeah, well,
are you about
know.
To start some beef?
No, I like them both, you know, it's not about that, but you know what I mean, so that's my opinion, anyhow, really good, though.
Yeah, no, definitely, it's a classic, and who doesn't love Biggie?
Yeah, and Tiana's also amazing, I love that
Tiana's
song.
Tiana's amazing, yep, definitely check out the album, it's not a classical R&B album as such, and she's just doing her thing. I really like it. She doesn't really have her sound yet, and this was definitely something new. And another song of mine, of hers that I'm a big fan of is WTP, which stands for Work That Female Sexual Organ. I'm not going to say it because we're on the radio.
I was just thinking, I'm like, how are you gonna do this, Claire?
I improvised.
Beep.
Exactly. We need beep. One of those buzzers.
WT beep.
Exactly.
Woman OT beep.
Yep. So this is actually one of my last tracks. And again, going back from old school all the way to new school, this is Sheck Wes's new song called, oh shit, sorry, I accidentally missed that. So we're going to have to skip to your clip song.
Yeah,
my bad.
It's okay.
Technical fault.
Technical error. Yeah, let's just do it. So the song is called the Claire song is called Gmail. Are you gonna take it back or do you?
Well, if you give me a second, actually, I can do it now.
Yeah,
there you go. All right.
Okay, there Gmail. We go. Saved.
Shaq Jesus.
Fucking.
Shaq Jesus, 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 Shaq Jesus. Fucking with me, I just been so hot that I've been moving low key. Put
controlling, cause bitch, I'm a fucking star. Dead niggas all up in my sock. Dead niggas all up on my car. Anger in my thoughts, no trust up in my heart. Told my fucking niggas it's to the fucking top. Put it on my niggas, I can't stop going hard. I said pull up to my body shop and get a paint job, bitch. Or don't call this mechanic for the face job, bitch. To be explicit, I need FaceTime, bitch. Why I say bitch so much, let me explain it. It's the only word where I could feel and hear all my anger. It ain't got nothing to do with like bitches. It's just
bitch, 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 bitch.
I live a mob boy lifestyle. Killers on speed dial. Don't fuck with Shaq West. We gon' break it G down. Bitch 2K, how she blow me out? Shoot it on the 4K, might just put the leak out. Hot boy lifestyle, pull up with them things out. Nigga, I'm from New York, outside where we hang out. I just sip that poison, nigga sipping tea now. I don't do the gossip, gossip that's for females. You could cop it, but never for retail. Prices couldn't top it, flipping profit resell. I like robot bitches, I like drinks with pink nails. I'm young and misguided, but I'm so into detail. Like Cologne, Scruffy likes Freewell, Shaq's West 8 times, Shaq look all this pre-well. Legend like Cologne, Scruffy like
we smell, packs coming in, send it by the Gmail. Legend like Kobe, Scrappy like Spreewell, Shaq West 8 times, Shaq look Kobe Spreewell. Gas is my cologne, good fragrance so we smell, packs coming in, send it by the Gmail. Packs coming in, send it by the GG, packs coming in, packs in. Packs coming in, send it by the Gmail. Good fragrance is what we smell.
Alex Berlin. Deine Stadt, dein Programm.
Das war Shaq Wells mit Gmail aus seinem letzten oder jetzt aus seinem neuesten Album Mudboy aus 2018. This is the one that got the 8.2 on Pitchfork. Mudboy. And that's his interpretation of a boy going through the muddiness of life to become a man. So he's now Mudboy.
Okay, I like that. I actually, that makes sense. It's kind of like a mummy.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, no. Wow. Shaq West.
Oof, deep.
He definitely belongs in good music.
Who said he couldn't do deep
right?
Lyrics?
This is, they're already putting the metaphors in his, you know, songs. I don't know what that was.
Let's All move right. on. Carry on.
Let's carry on. We're going to end this episode with a song from Clips.
Bam. From Hell Hath No Fury, right?
Hell Hath No Fury. Oof. One of the last song, actually one of my favorite songs featuring Bilal. I was a big Bilal fan back in the days. So yeah, it's kind of like it was a very nostalgic song for me.
Yeah. I would say. Very us to end on an old school song.
Yeah, right. I like it.
All right, enjoy.
I'm having nightmares. Ooh. My niggas say I'm paranoid. They say I'm just paranoid. I'm having nightmares. Ooh. My niggas say I'm paranoid. They say I'm just paranoid. My heart beats pumping like something right. What's going on? When I go outside, I feel something behind me. I'm looking back, but none's around me. What's going on? I don't know. What am I tripping on? There's something in the room. It's lurking in the shadows, staring through.
niggas say I'm paranoid. They say I'm just paranoid. I'm having nightmares. My niggas say I'm paranoid. They say I'm just paranoid.
Yeah. They coming for me. They running up. I'm on my balcony, seeing through the eyes of Tony. They say we homies, but I see hatred. Do not they know brotherly love is sacred? Niggas catch feelings, even contemplate killings. When you see millions, there are many chameleons. You're not a gunner for real, you're just a runner. Haters, I spot you from afar and I'm the deer hunter. They be thinking nice car, nice crib. I be thinking how long will these niggas let me live? I understand, cause people need things and they will take it from you and take you from your seedlings. So even when the mumblers talk, I still walk the most humblest walk. And one day, they may even catch up with me, man. But till then, I'm Leonardo, catch me if
I'm
you can.
I'm having nightmares. Ooh. My niggas say I'm paranoid. They say I'm just paranoid. I'm having nightmares. Ooh. My niggas say I'm paranoid. They say I'm just paranoid.
Yeah, so this is Nightmares. We're just gonna cut in here shortly and say thank you for listening to Fabric Softener episode number 19. Tune in 2 weeks where we have 20 episodes. Yay.
Woohoo! Good big job. Milestone for us.
Yeah, good job, Claire. Good job.
Good job, Isabella.
Thank you. Thank you. We're excited. So also check us out on
SoundCloud, yes. iTunes, and hopefully, if we can get it right, maybe soon on Spotify.
Spotify, yeah, we're going to try that one out. We do have all our playlist on Spotify, so just also check out for that. And yeah, we'll see what we're going to come up with next time.
Yep. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thinking niggas trying to harm me. Hoping my karma ain't coming back here to haunt me. Was it that nigga? I took his powder with a smile. Praying the Lord the gun ain't popping, hit the child. Shit, I peeled niggas' girls back like alpha hydroxy. Spent money like happy days. I'm the real Fonzie. Top of the coupe, that's how JFK got shot. B. Can't let niggas roll up beside me and Tupac me. Holla if you hear me. Tears flowing sincerely. Check up on my block weekly. My health yearly. Something's wrong with me. Niggas don't get along with me. Got a fofo. Hope your body got strong kidneys.
Oh. Ooh, my niggas say I'm paranoid. They say I'm just paranoid.